Riverside Business Centre, hello.
Hi there. I've just been recommended to give you guys a call about potentially renting office space from you. I wondered if I could come and have a look.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Were you wanting to have a look this afternoon?
I mean, if it helps, I don't know where you are, but I'm near the complete angler right now.
So I might have just walked over to the railway station to buy a sandwich.
I've just been and looked at a couple of other offices, so if you can squeeze me in, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's great. What sort of space are you looking for? So is it like a room for like one or two people or something bigger? Or?
So I think we need an office for one or two people, like a bit of an admin private bit of office, and then a room where I can train up to 15 people.
Training up to 15 people, right.
Yeah, it's fundraising, so we don't need lots and lots of desks. We just need a space where...
Big space, yeah. You need a big space. How often do you actually need room for 15 people?
I think about twice a week.
All right, so it needs to be pretty regular. Right, okay. Let me think. So you're going to need... a room for 15 people, and when you have got those 15 people on board, will you need separate admin space as well, or could you kind of accommodate?
No, they'd come in on, I think it's the first day for me as well today on this job, Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So I'd do a group interview of maybe up to 15 people on a Tuesday. Those that get through then go for training on the next day, which is where we're kind of acting and learning how to kind of, do the job, role play, that's the word I'm looking for.
Oh, right,
And then they go out and they don't work within the office, they go out and do fundraising.
Yes, I'm with you. Okay, 15 people. I mean, we could do this with sort of multiple spaces, but you want 15 people all in one room, don't you?
Yeah, because what happens is they kind of all feed off each other, and the energy in the room helps others, as if they're going to be in the theatre or something.
So you'd need to be one square room where they're all looking at a PowerPoint or a screen. Yeah, as I hate having to turn away such a fantastic inquiry as yours. I just haven't got a space that would fit. I've got one room, one floor of a building that could accommodate 15 people, but it's not one big rectangle. It's kind of a horseshoe shape, with a stairwell in the middle. And I think it's not going to give you the sort of theatre-like sort of presentation room.
Yeah. Oh, no worries. Well, thanks for your anyway.
Yeah, I've got lots of space for sort of admin and stuff like that, and several sort of offices available at the moment. But I just can't give you that one big space, which is a great shame because I'd love to.
Yeah, it would have been good. Oh, well, thank you anyway.
Yeah, if something comes up, do you mind if I take a note of your number? And
Of course you can. Yeah.
And what was your name?
It's Emma Copeman.
Emma.
Copeman, Copeman.
Thanks, Emma.
And the company which we're launching here in the UK now is Open Doors.
Open Door. Okay, Emma, thanks so much for inquiry. If anything comes along, I'll let you know.
Brilliant.
Otherwise, good luck. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.